In Liberia, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she's hoping for no new Ebola cases by Christmas. The number of new cases in Liberia is going down, but many health officials say the president's goal is just too optimistic. Schools are set to be closed until March, but a national Senate election, which was postponed once, is now set for mid-December. That means campaigning, which means crowds. NPR's Kelly McEvers sent this report from a rally in Liberia's capital, Monrovia.
Back in August and September, when 100 people were getting Ebola a day, Monrovia was a ghost town. Ebola treatment units were full, regular hospitals were closed, people were dying in the streets, and a lot of people stayed home. Now, hundreds of people are heading out to big campaign rallies. For the first time in a long time, there's a reason to party in Monrovia. The first people we meet are hanging back. They say they're trying to follow the rules in the time of Ebola. Keep your distance, no touching. I ask Ophelia Gaga if her family talks about Ebola. She says it's all they talk about, especially how and when to wash your hands in chlorinated water. It kills Ebola.
In the Bible, you wash your hands. Before eating, you wash your hands. Everything concerning me, I wash my hands day and night.
Day and night, before you go to the bathroom, before you eat. Ophelia says she's sick of washing hands. She's just happy to relax.
So you say better to not worry.
Yes.
And relax. And dance.
And dance.
Muna Kra is dancing too.
So why did you come today?
For Jubilee.
Muna is a member of the opposition party, which is sponsoring the event.
Do you think about it? Are you scared about Ebola?
I'm not afraid of Ebola.
Why not?
Because I know I'm protected by God. So even if I wash my hair, I know that I'm protected by God.
She knows she is protected by God.
How do you know?
I know. I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. I believe in faith. But I believe that my faith will make me to be protected from Ebola.
Really?
Yes.
So even if you didn't wash your hands, God would protect you?
God would protect me. But actually, I'm going by it.
Right.
I'm still washing
You're
my
doing
hands.
Both. You have both.
Yeah.
You have hands, mm-hmm. washing and God. That's good.
So that's what the ladies on the periphery have to say. But if you look deeper into the crowd, you see people flirting, hugging, touching. And we start to hear a lot of different theories about Ebola. Some people say Ebola doesn't exist at all. Marcy Taylor comes out to tell me and our interpreter her theory.
If the leader of Liberia knew that Ebola was here in this country, I believe that we are never going to have election into Liberia.
So she believed that Ebola is over and gone. That if there was still Ebola,
they wouldn't have
elections. Have elections.
Right.
Turns out a lot of people think this. The government closed schools and markets and said no public gatherings. But now they're allowing public gatherings for elections. So they say that must mean Ebola is gone. We tried several times to reach a government spokesman to ask him about this, but he did not return our calls. One thing we do know is that postponing the election any further would go against the Constitution. Journalists here say no party would want to be criticized for doing that. Walter Cole just graduated high school. He says he follows the news that Ebola treatment units, or ETUs, are still being built around Liberia.
My opinion is that I still believe that Ebola is still in Liberia. Because if there was no Ebola in Liberia, they would not be building ETUs all around town. So those that are saying that Ebola is not here is that because they are not monitoring news day and night, that's why they are saying Ebola is not here.
Walter says he had hoped to go to trade school this fall, but now he's just sitting at home, waiting for schools to open again. Before that happens, the election parties are getting bigger every day. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Monrovia.